I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I feel like on this show I'm barely breathing. So much happening that it's hard to catch my breath, hard to focus on the segments as we do them as opposed to everything else that is swirling around us. But I will say this, no technical difficulties this week. That was last week's problem. This week's is a completely different problem. Wait, why are you shaking your head at me? I don't believe in jinxes, so don't tell me that I just jinxed us, because that's ridiculous.
Another half a week left. We'll get there. I don't even speak any Tuesday.
Stop it. There's no such thing as a jinx. By me saying we've had no technical problems to this point in the week, that does not mean. Oh my gosh, you actually believe in that? You actually believe that if I say it, It's going to happen.
When it comes to technical issues and here, I'm not taking any chances.
Well, if it happens the rest of this week, Jay, it's not going to be because I said it. It's going to be because this place has equipment from the 1920s or 70s.
That's fair.
Thank you. It's not about, don't try to blame this on me. When our equipment malfunctions, let's be honest, it's because the equipment sucks.
Far from your fault.
Thank you. If you did not hear your question on Ask Amy Anything, or you don't hear it on the podcast, then there's a chance it will show up in the video version of Ask Amy, which we'll be doing on July 4th morning. Actually, producer Jay has a great idea. Maybe. We're going to go to a park. I'm a little worried about what we're going to find there, so I'm already practicing my hi-ya! Well, and then taking my mace, too, just in case the hi-ya doesn't work. Could you imagine if I pulled out a hi-ya on someone who attempted to accost us or rob us?
I can imagine it a little bit. So.
How about a high kick? Can you do a high kick?
Right to the nose?
Yeah.
I could try. A roundhouse to the face.
In other words, you need me to do it, is what you're saying.
If we're going to go with the high kick route, if that's our best term of attack.
I mean, I could go high kick route, or I could go a kick to the little Knicks.
A kick to the little Nuggets? Yeah, maybe you can go with that one.
What would you do to protect us?
What would I do? I don't know. I don't know if I could roundhouse. I would just kind of like try to act big, maybe like a bear.
You would yell?
Like, yell, kind of scream, get in his face, get in
what good is that going to do if someone is robbing us or trying
they'll to? Get like, you know, they'll be like, oh man, this guy's crazy, and then they'll kind of run away.
That's your best strategy? Act crazy to scare the crazy person away?
Right. I'm assuming I don't really generally carry weapons on me, nor mace or anything like that, so I don't have a backpack. Man, maybe I try to swing it.
It's a good thing you're going to have me with you.
Well, you can roundhouse kick. I mean, I can't do much better than that.
But I also have mace.
And you got mace, so.
It's in my bag right now. Wait, is that against company policy? Am I allowed to have mace in the building?
I think you should be allowed to have it. I mean, as long as you don't use it, like, if you don't have to, but...
Oh, I don't go anywhere in this city without mace.
Probably smart.
Yeah. Anyway, in fact, it's usually in my bag when I go to stadiums. It's kind of interesting that it's never been flagged or... So yeah. When you have a media pass, they allow you to bring bags into the stadium, and they search it, of course, but no one's ever taken it from me or asked me what it is. I kind of feel like that's only fair if you're a single female navigating New York City at night when it's, you know.
I feel like if I were going into a stadium or a baseball game and I had mace in my pocket or in a bag, they'd probably take it from me.
Well, if you are not on a press pass, yes.
Escort me off the premises.
I don't think, maybe.
Maybe not kindly.
I don't think that you are allowed to as a fan, but as a member of the media, we bring in all kinds of things in our bags that are not allowed by fans in the stands. It's a different atmosphere in the press box. There's no fights breaking out up there.
Hopefully not.
Not that I've ever seen. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home in a simple way to get it, Rocket can. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, if you didn't see or hear your question answered on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page, because I do go back and answer a bunch of them if I can do it quickly, stay tuned. Video version of Ask Amy Anything from a park near us here in Lower Manhattan, which is where CBS Sports Radio is located. That will be available on our YouTube channel in the next week. If we survive, I'm so melodramatic. At least I'm not sucking this hour. Not yet. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Deshaun Watson, his case, as well as the NFL's case against him, presented for the first time in front of Judge Sue Robinson, who is serving as the disciplinary officer for both the NFL and the NFLPA. That happened on Tuesday. At the same time, okay, maybe it wasn't exactly the same time, but I'm willing to bet it was pretty close. Baker Mayfield speaks publicly for the first time since the Deshaun trade. Wow, what a coinkydink. I don't actually believe in coincidences, though I can't imagine that Baker Mayfield scheduled his football camp to coincide with Deshaun's first day with the hearing. And I don't even know if Deshaun is there. I would think probably not, but I could be wrong. His side is being presented by the NFLPA. And then the league has its investigators and its attorneys presenting its side. And we know, of course, because of leaks, I would be pretty confident saying the NFL is likely the source of the leak. Even as the hearing progresses to day two and maybe even a day three, the league is already preparing a potential appeal and doing it because they still have other women that they can interview. They still have other women that they can talk to with these latest civil lawsuits that were filed against Deshaun. Now, 20 of the 24 were settled last week, but there are still several women and their cases that the league is using as the centerpiece of its argument that Deshaun, according to the league, deserves a suspension of at least a year, not shorter. So the NFL, its investigators and attorneys, and the NFLPA arguing for Deshaun. They met in front of the judge for the first time on Tuesday. And again, according to multiple sources, the league is looking for a suspension of at least a year, but they'd like to tag it with the term indefinitely. What they're using is five individual cases. And going through each of those cases and using not just the accusations, but the reports and the interviews that they've done to present those cases. And even as this is happening, that's the centerpiece of their argument. Attorney Tony Busby, who has represented all 24 women who filed lawsuits against Deshaun. He amended one of the lawsuits to include the Houston Texans. So does that then become part of the NFL investigation, which is still ongoing? I mean, we know that's the case. They're not done with it. Busby says the overwhelming evidence collected indicating that the Houston Texans enabled Deshaun's behavior is incredibly damning. So that's part of his statement. And we had heard a couple of weeks ago that there might still be more lawsuits that are filed. But the NFL recognizes that they need to move forward with some type of disciplinary procedures So even though the investigation is not done, the Browns likely could have resolution before training camp. Now that's the deal, is there's no timeline on this. This former district judge, Sue Robinson, who's located in Delaware, and that's where the two sides have traveled to make their cases, to make their arguments to her, she can take all the time in the world. Right? So maybe the situation changes. Maybe there are more lawsuits filed or more lawsuits settled. But there's no timeline once the hearing ends. And it could push through the rest of this week. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Again, five women of the 25. These are the cases that the league believes are most compelling. And I would assume includes the testimony of some of the women. So remember, the league didn't talk to all of the women, just a handful. I think the last number I heard was 11. And so if they have testimony, that becomes ever more powerful and compelling to make their case. But there's still a long way to go. On the same day, Baker Mayfield, speaking for the first time since Deshaun became the object of the Browns' desire. Remember, he initially put out that very emotional stream of consciousness letter. It was supposed to be a goodbye to Cleveland fans, but we all know it was disguised as a screw you, Cleveland Browns. It was a Dear John letter. It's not me, it's you. It was emotional because Baker was ticked. He felt betrayed, humiliated, and he decided he wasn't going to wait to offer a rebuff. He wasn't going to wait to respond to this slight.
Boo the shit out of him.
And it wasn't a good look for Baker. I understand how he feels. I've been in that situation before. Not in football, but in radio, in case you were wondering. So it's embarrassing to lose your job, to get fired, to be replaced publicly, especially in that manner where he felt like he found out about the Deshaun Watson overtures by his team through social media, through back channels. He didn't hear about it from the team. And he said that ran contradictory to what they had told him. All kinds of reasons to be upset. But what he put out there on social media months ago fed into the narrative that Baker's too emotional, that he's too volatile, that he's not mature enough. That's not the guy we can count on to be stable and steady and leading our team and our locker room. It's all understandable, but it did not endear him to the teams out there that might be looking for a QB. The Baker Mayfield we saw on Tuesday, different story. And to this point, we'd really only heard from his wife, Emily, who had done some type of a live broadcast on social media, maybe a podcast, something of the sort, in which she was asked about Baker, and she said he's doing great. Remember, he's also trying to recover from surgery, trying to get ready. Wasn't at minicamp. Believe whatever report you would like. Some say Baker was told to stay away. Some say he was excused. Some say he didn't show up, blah, blah, blah. There was no way he was going to be there. Plus, he can't really throw or hasn't been able to throw yet. And yet, he is still a member of the Cleveland Browns. And we are now a month out from training camp. Jay wanted to be a favor and find the start date for Cleveland Browns training camp. All these training camps start end of July, and the teams that are in the Hall of Fame game, of course, they start earlier. We're talking about a month tops, but maybe not even a month.
So training camp for the Browns starts on July 27th, so we are inside a month.
OMG, and Baker's still a Brown. Don't know what happens if they don't find a trade partner for him before then, but it doesn't seem like they will. So is he upset that a trade hasn't happened yet?
I think I got frustrated with it not happening before, you know, like mini camp and all those things. But that's the stuff that's out of my control. And so, you know, let those things happen and fall into place. And so right now I'm just controlling what I can and enjoying this.
There's not really a lot he can control other than rehabbing his shoulder, other than staying ready mentally and physically to play football, because you never know when he may be called upon. But is that with the Browns? What happens if he doesn't end up getting traded and Deshaun Watson can't play for all of 2022? I don't know if that's going to happen, but they are going to have to replace him for a certain number of games. That's why they brought in Jacoby Brissett, right? That's why they went out and got a whole new quarterback room. Except, once again, they didn't anticipate that Baker would still be on the roster.
If they didn't have a quarterback for the next year, would there be any chance of reconciliation there?
No, I think for that to happen, there would have to be some reaching out. But we're ready to move on, I think, on both sides.
Radio silence is what Baker has indicated. He initially says, nah. I don't know that you could say he slams the door, but I actually like this. Do I think that that Baker will ever play for the Browns again? Hell no. I do not. And I don't think he wants to. The Browns don't want him. They've made that very clear. And I don't believe he would ever want to play for them again. In fact, I believe that if he could say what he wanted to say, it would be over my dead body. Not a snowball's chance in hell that I ever throw a pass for them again. It's not like time makes it feel better. First of all, it's not enough time that has passed. But this is Baker, and this is humiliating. The team pulled the rug out from underneath him. So I don't love how he handled initially, but I do appreciate that Baker is measured, controlled, sounds a heck of a lot more mature on Tuesday. And you know what? Teams are watching. Teams are watching and listening. It's the first time we've heard his voice since the trade. And this is the type of guy, this is the type of persona. This is the type of leadership that other teams would be interested in. Not the guy who can't be trusted to control his emotions. Instead, a guy who allows his emotions to run him. That's not a long-term solution. Instead, Baker expresses his gratitude. And he does it in a way in which you believe he's sincere, not like that letter that he put out on social back when he found out about the Deshaun pursuit.
I think it's been pretty obvious the mutual decision on both sides is to move on. You know, I'm thankful for my 4 years in Cleveland. There's a lot of ups and downs and a ton of learning experiences that, you know, I'll forever keep with me. You know, teammates and friends and relationships that I'll have for a lifetime. And the support staff in Cleveland, the people of Cleveland, it's a great sports town. So I'm thankful for it. And there's no resentment towards the city of Cleveland by any means.
He makes it very clear there's no resentment toward the city or the fans. But by omission, he does not include the team. Plenty of resentment, plenty of bitterness, plenty of anger. I can identify and relate to all of that. Not a month goes by that I don't think about my former employer. Too bad, so sad. You made the wrong choice. Although I was the one that left, but it's still satisfying to me that I've had the last laugh for 10 years now. So I understand Baker's emotions. I understand why Baker said what he said in the heat of the moment. But this is a Baker that is more attractive to NFL teams who may, at some point down the road, need a quarterback. So bravo, Baker. Now, he is still under contract with the Browns. Are they going to pay him to stay home? That's kind of the question. There's no way he's going to hold out. I can't imagine that. Not only is that a bad look, but he wouldn't get paid. And the Browns would be off the hook for his money. There's no way. As much as it would require swallowing pride and swallowing his dignity, there's no way that I would, and I hope he wouldn't either, let the Browns off the hook for paying him. Hell no, man. This was your choice. You get to pay up every last dime that you owe me, even if it means you make me stand on the sidelines and watch training camp for a month. I don't know. I don't believe in karma, but I think if you do, you might be expecting some to drop on the Browns. What did I just tell you on Last Night Show? The Brooklyn Nets are the Cleveland Browns of the NBA. Well, today it's the Browns' turn. Tuesday, it was the Browns.
The Browns are back.
Good for you, Baker. Weirdly enough, I'm now rooting for Baker Mayfield. I love this.
They always come back.
Not that Baker. But the Baker to stick it to the Browns. Not the city of Cleveland, not the fans. But I want Baker to have the chance to stick it to Cleveland's football team. All right, on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, Serena Williams, was this her last appearance at the All England Club at Wimbledon? Quite a match for the 40-year-old, the seven-time champion. And Brooks Koepka explains why he changed his mind about the LIV Tour. Thanks for...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us, good morning to you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Under the circumstances, those first two matches are always extremely difficult, but it's always been like this, and I feel like for a lot of players it's super key to get through those first two rounds because the grass is more slippery, it is more soft, and then as the tournament progresses, usually gets harder and easier to move on. But this is obviously terrible that it's back-to-back matches and it hits Serena as well. Oh my God, I can't believe it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voice of Roger Federer, his last Wimbledon, 2021. Serena Williams last played at Wimbledon in 2021 and had to retire early. Hasn't played true competitive tennis in a year. And what a strange Wimbledon in 2022, right? So many of the top 20 players in the world on the men's side are missing. For a lot of reasons, injuries, COVID protocols, and then the restrictions on Russian and Belarus athletes. Federer's still rehabbing. We don't know if we'll see him again. It's just odd. There have been some upsets already. And then on the women's side, it's really a whole new day. Iga Swiatek, she's right now probably playing the best tennis among the women in the world. But again, there are a lot of athletes who are missing for a variety of reasons. Serena Williams did return. She did play on Tuesday. A 3-hour plus marathon. And ultimately, though she took a 4-0 lead in the third set tiebreak, she fell to Harmony Tan. Tan is ranked outside the top 100 in the world. And so this was by far the best victory, the best moment of her career. Serena, adored by the fans there at Wimbledon, a 7-time champion, of course. And at 40 years old, this may be the last time we see her. She didn't really answer questions about her future with anything definitive, but this is what everyone wants to know. What now, Serena?
It was really tough. I mean, I had some chances to win that first set and, you know, didn't work out. So, yeah, it was just a different, totally different for me. I think physically I did pretty good. You know, I think the last couple points I was really suffering there. I feel like, you know, just those key points and just winning some of those points is always something mentally that you have to have and you kind of need. And I did pretty good on maybe one or two of them, but obviously not enough. Today I gave all I could do. You know, today, maybe tomorrow I could have gave more, maybe a week ago I could have gave more, but today was what I could do. And at some point you have to be able to be okay with that. And that's all I can do. I can't change time or anything.
I appreciate that perspective from her. And at 40 years old, that type of wisdom, that type of experience comes with time. It comes with a lengthy career and recognizing that she has nothing left to accomplish as much as she would still love to, I'm sure. She has that competitive fire. I give her credit for even coming back, especially when she hasn't played a ton of tennis lately. We saw her in a doubles match recently on the grass courts to maybe kind of tune up, and I'm sure she's been practicing, but body doesn't bounce back the way that it did when she was younger. Obviously, that's something every older athlete will tell you. So if this is the last time we see her, well, the fans were certainly cognizant of that at Wimbledon, wanting her to know that she will always be a beloved champion. I hope we see her at the U.S. Open as an American. If she's going to go out, that would be where I'd hope she would do it. But yeah, she doesn't really have an answer about what comes next.
I don't know. I mean, obviously we're in the summer now. And so, you know, right in the swing of it. So like I said, coming into this, I'm just planning for right now and seeing how I feel and just to go from there.
23 major wins in singles, 7 of them at Wimbledon. And she's had opportunities to get number 24 and match Margaret Court. She's come close. She's been in finals and just hasn't been able to win them. And credit the other young women who've come along, probably grew up idolizing Serena. And it's like their Super Bowl. Oh my gosh, my stomach just went, sorry. It's like their Super Bowl. It's like their Wimbledon championship to be able to beat her. You can see the joy every time one of these young women does that. And remember Naomi Osaka and meeting her in the U.S. Open final. How emotional that was when she got booed by the crowd. And Serena is one of the greatest female athletes we'll ever see. And I don't just mean the United States. She's been a trailblazer. She's been a pioneer. She's changed the game of tennis. Her power and the explosiveness of her serve and the way she plays the game, they may be unmatched forever. She and her sister, of course, changed the way that tennis fans watch the game, but also opened up opportunities for other minorities, maybe showing them that you can be black and play tennis. So I admire her so much. The grace with which she has handled the end is not easy for her. She has nothing left to prove. And seemingly has such a mature, gracious way about her. Maybe behind closed doors, she's frustrated. But what she shows to fans, what she shows to the media is, even in the emotion, is grace. Definitely an inspiration. I admire her a lot. And I still hope that we see Roger Federer again, but I don't know when that's going to happen. So it would be great if both Roger and Serena had yet another match or yet another tournament, which fans could let them know how much they are appreciated. All right, you can find me on Twitter, ALawRadio. Also on our Facebook page, we've done a ton of baseball already on the show. If you missed my conversation with Spanish language play-by-play voice, Ricky Ricardo, of both the Yankees and the Eagles, actually. We did not talk Eagles football, but he does the Eagles broadcast in Espanol. That was so much fun. Ricky could read a phone book, and it would still be entertaining and worth listening to in either English or Spanish. He had the chance to fill in recently for John Sterling on Yankees radio, and so we wanted to have him on the show, and it was a lot of fun. We did baseball earlier, so check it all out on the podcast, afterhoursamielawrence.com. Straight ahead, Bryson and Brooks at the same press conference together? Why? It's a little odd, isn't it? This live tour is throwing everybody for a loop. But Pumpkin Ridge in Portland, Oregon is the stop this week for the live tour. First time in the United States. Common theme among these golfers who have decided that live is the better option. You'll hear from some of them, though not Phil. Sorry. But a few of them, including Brooks and Bryson. Guess they put their feud behind them. That's straight ahead. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I think it kind of sucks, too. Y'all are throwing this black cloud over the U.S. Open. And I mean, it's one of my favorite events, and I don't know why you guys keep doing that. But, you know, more legs you give it, the more you keep talking about it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Salty, so salty, Brooks Koepka. And yet we found out just days after he kind of points to the media and blames the media for stoking the fires with the LIV and bringing it up over and over again. He actually is going to join forces with this brand new startup, which makes its first appearance in the United States coming up this week. So USA, just this whole mess, this winding arc of a springtime for the PGA Tour versus the LIV Tour and the various chapters of it now, man, taking a lot of twists and turns that I don't think people expected. And certainly with the names that the LIV Tour has now collected, the number of golfers who've left the PGA, it's worth watching. Now, I don't know if there's a TV outlet yet. I don't think so. I haven't heard that. But you can watch it online. And I just might this weekend. It may not be the greatest number of top golfers in the world, but there's some big names, guys who can really play and who have major wins among them. That includes Brooks Koepka. So why did he change his mind and go ahead and join the LIV?
My opinion changed. That was it. You guys will never believe me, but we didn't have the conversation until everything was done at the U.S. Open and figured it out and just said I was going to go one way or another. Here I am.
Were the facts of the decision change or what changed from, you know, when you said that PGA Tour, you were happy on the PGA Tour to now?
Like I said, opinions change. And I feel very comfortable with the decision I made. I'm happy, and I did what's best for me.
His brother's on the LIV Tour. To me, that would be major incentive. And I don't know if that is for Brooks. But the fact that he says he didn't have the opportunity until after, that the option wasn't given to him. And remember, he did say that. It was a suspect choice of words, even as he was answering questions at the U.S. Open, but it stuck out in my mind as someone who pays attention to the words people use, pays attention to the words I use, though sometimes I say them horribly wrong. It really did flag with me that he didn't say he wouldn't go. What he said was the opportunity, the option hasn't been there. And he swears the option wasn't there until after the U.S. Open was done. Brooks and Bryson together on a dais. Am I the only one who finds that humorous? You're going to hear a common theme from these golfers who have departed for LIV. It's certainly money. None of these guys are telling you it has nothing to do with the money. There's financial security there. For Bryson, he talks about where he wants the money to go. But all of these guys, to a man, are talking about the quality of life, the extra time off, the fact that there's less of a grind. They have more time with family, with friends. Matthew Wolff even talks about how he's just a social guy and he loves to talk to people. And the commitment with the PGA Tour is sometimes 5 and 6 days a week. And then think about the amount of practice that's required for these guys to stay at the top of their game. 21 of the top 100 are playing on the LIV Tour, and they've got common themes. There's a lot of reasons why they've made the decision. And if you care to listen, they make good points.
One of the things for me, it was a personal business decision. For me, I run and operate my golf as a business, as well as wanting to be one of the better players in the world. Second off, it was going to give me more resources and opportunities to reinvest in my local community in Dallas and back at my original home in California, where I could do things for junior golf tours, improve my foundation, and also build the multi-sport complex that I'm going to build here shortly in Dallas. And it also gave me more time to rest, the ability to have weeks off and recover my body in the way I want to so that I could be prepared to give it my all when it comes time, not be depleted every week and continuing to get depleted over the course of time. So that was one of the things. That was another thing. And then the last part is I saw that first event in London and how much fun everybody was having. That was exciting to me, and I wanted to be a part of something like that.
Came down to quality of life for me. I felt like in the last 2-3 years, I've been giving my all to like golf and business outside of golf as well. So I haven't really had a life outside of golf and business. So I feel like I haven't really seen my family that much. I just talked to everybody that was close to me and kind of put the cards on the table. And it was, I guess it came down to be an easier decision than I thought. It just really came down to quality of life. Obviously, getting a pay grade better than what you had, and being able to spend more time with the stuff you like to do all outside of golf as well. It was big. I definitely miss spending time with my family and my friends, and that is also really important to me. I feel like I was not as happy as I probably will be now with having that balance in life outside of golf. So that's what came down for me.
Balance is everything. I struggle to find balance in my own life when sports are running my life. People ask me, hey, did you watch the USFL? Hey, did you see this NASCAR race? Hey, did you watch this tennis tournament? Well, sometimes the answer is just flat out no. I only have so many hours in a week to watch sports. During football season, I swear my entire life revolves around, well, my dog and the football schedule. That's just, it's part of being in this business if you want to be good at what you do. And so I understand. I struggle to find balance in my own life when sports are nonstop in the spring and then in the fall. I appreciate that from Abraham Answer and certainly from Bryson DeChambeau. Now, keep in mind, these guys are still allowed to play in the majors, and Matthew Wolff says that was a big part of his decision to leave as well.
The reason why we're here is because we got a great opportunity, but also because, you know, we want to play, you know, unbelievable tournaments against really good guys. And, you know, more and more people have joined, and there's already been a big list that joined in the first place. And, you know, we have a lot of really strong players, and we're playing, you know, really good golf courses. And I feel like, you know, I know they're trying everything that they can to get world ranking points for us. So, you know, I think it's a big deal. You know, we all want to play the best tournaments in the world and majors and, you know, win trophies. And I feel like, you know, there's really no difference. It's just being able to go out here and compete and try to play your best.
Matthew Wolff, the latest that was a big surprise. Matthew, Bryson, Brooks, Dustin, Phil, Pumpkin Ridge outside of Portland, Oregon. Could be fun. Maybe check it out. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Free battery. Did I already say this? Free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I know it was Tuesday, but I want to say happy birthday to my all-time favorite quarterback, John Elway, turned 62 on June 28th, Tuesday. And if you didn't see it, this is really neat. The NFL on CBS put a photo up. I retweeted it. In fact, I'm going to retweet it again. But they put this photo up, which does include John Elway, as well as some of the most decorated and famous quarterbacks that the game has ever seen. And what they said was, retweet if you can identify all of these quarterbacks without looking at the comments. I did, so I retweeted. I'm going to retweet it right now so that you can play along as well. But in honor of John Elway's birthday, I asked producer James to bring back probably the most iconic play of his entire career.
11th play of this drive that started back at the Bronco 8. 3rd and 6, Elway shotgun. Almost offside, but the Packers got back on. Elway. First down. Is he only 37? How important is this football game? How bad does John Elway want to win this football game? When you see that quarterback go down, not Elway. What's John Elway? He does a good job. He steps up. Watch him look to the sideline here. He knows where he's got to go for the first down. The only way he's going to get there is a sellout. He does it and protects the football. 3 Packers simultaneously sandwich and cartwheel Elway. It's 1st and goal.
That helicopter play on 3rd down in the Super Bowl between the Broncos and Packers is the number one play of my entire life as a sports fan. I can remember exactly where I was, what I was doing. I was freaking out, actually. I could barely sit down that entire game. And you hear the call there on NBC TV. This is Super Bowl 32, for those of you who are wondering. Go back and watch it. It's one of the top Super Bowl plays of all time because it was inside the 5-yard line. He gets the first down. They scored. They beat the Packers and Brett Favre. Unbelievable. And of course, it was the first Super Bowl of his Hall of Fame career after multiple painful losses. So happy belated birthday to my guy, John Elway. Want to come on the show? It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.